When I dialed your number, everything changed. I didn't call you for a specific purpose. It was coincidence. A game of chance. My finger missed the correct button. Just one wrong digit. And I called you. I don't know why I didn't drop the call when I heard your voice. There's no simple word to describe it. It was a feeling. A feeling that if I pressed the red button, I'd regret it for years to come. A spontaneous feeling that, despite the mistake, I did everything right. That my muddled fingers had dialed exactly the number I needed. I should have dropped the call and called who I was going to call, but instead, I answered your funny, "Hey, stranger." Our conversation should have lasted just a few seconds, but our first conversation took 20 minutes instead. I didn't tell you, but I walked around with a goofy smile on my face until the night. So strange. So unusual. I didn't know where you were, how old you were, what you looked like. I didn't even know your name. All I knew was the sound of your voice. I was secretly waiting for you to call me back. I was slightly hoping at the time, she would snap out of it and call me sooner. But you called when you said you would, the next morning at 10 a.m. It's hard to describe in words how nervous I was until that second, but it's even harder to describe how relieved I was at the first sound of your voice. I only knew you for 20 minutes, but it felt like 20 years. We were strangers to each other, and I guess that made it easy for us to talk. It was as if an old friend who had gone far away decided to keep in touch at an insurmountable distance away from me. I wasn't held back by any limitations, and you talked to me about everything, too. I thought I'd discussed my whole life with you. But as soon as the next day came, as soon as I dialed your number again, there were only more things to talk about. It didn't make sense for us to hide anything or to be embarrassed about anything. And we took advantage of that. In just 1 month, I could tell you your whole life, and you could tell me more about mine than I knew. A whole month of communication with a person about whom I knew everything, without knowing what this person looked like. It seemed to me at the time that it would last forever. An eternity of talking to someone who knows me better than all my friends and family combined. It was my call that caught you as you were trying to take your mind off that awful day at work. I asked you what you were doing, and you said you were masturbating. You answered honestly and unashamedly. We had nothing to be embarrassed about. We knew each other better than many people will ever know themselves. This wasn't the first time we caught each other doing this. But it was the first time we didn't stop doing it. Instead, I asked you to describe it for me. What you do. how you're doing it, what you were thinking about, to call me mommy. If you watched porn, I wanted to know what it was, and you described it. You told me in great detail how it all happens. All your thoughts, your feelings, your submissive fantasies. I listened to every word, trying to imagine all your feelings in that moment. I wanted to understand what you were going through. I wanted to discover another part of you that I didn't know enough at the time. A few days later, exactly the opposite happened. I was exhausted, and I needed a distraction from the mess going on around me. You called me when I had barely begun to play with one of my toys, and you asked me to describe how I felt. Like you, I never felt embarrassed. I called you my good boy. I named the title of the porn that was playing on my screen. I tried to describe to you every dominant feeling I felt that moment. Every thought that ran through my head. Every movement I made, and how my body responded to them. As if I was fucking you. I was completely open to you. That made me feel even better. If it doesn't show how much we trust each other, then it's impossible to describe how open one person can be to another. After those incidents, such conversations became more frequent. I didn't plan it for your call, and I hope you didn't plan it for mine. It just became a thing that we didn't hide from each other anymore. And it was only a matter of time before one of us would intentionally call to share those fantasies. But the way it finally happened was unexpected. I called you because you were always ready to listen to me, and my head was filled with the most dominant fantasies that came to mind. All the things I wanted to do to you that were just too much to think about on my own. However, your problem at that moment was identical to mine. But it didn't stop us, just as nothing had stopped us before. It was the first time we masturbated at the same time. The first time our conversations complemented each other. The first time our emotions were indistinguishable from each other. And it was the first time we included each other in our fantasies. I feared it would ruin everything, that after we did it, had that male sub femdom fantasy, that there would be some awkwardness between us that would start to divide us. But that didn't happen. After that day, we didn't avoid what happened, and we weren't eager to repeat it as soon as possible. We just let things flow the way they should. I never planned these instances in advance, and I know you didn't either. They just started happening organically. I didn't need to warn you to know that when I called, you'd be doing what I was doing. You didn't have to offer to repeat what happened. We just did it. As if we knew that circumstances would work out the way we wanted them to. Calling you my good boy, and you being, or being cool with me being your mommy. Layer by layer, one level after another, one feeling after another. We just got to know each other better and better every day. 412 days. 412 conversations. It took exactly that long for us to realize how far it really went. How close we've become to each other. I still can't believe it happened that way. It was as if we were given a text that we had rehearsed, like a script. And it was absolutely in sync. Both of our voices merged into one. You called me, and we both agreed we wanted to meet. As soon as the question was out there, we started looking for a time and a place. 15 minutes to decide where to spend the next 2 weeks. The fastest choice of vacation spots in my entire life. But we didn't have to choose for a long time. We could already tell where we were both going to be. Where we wanted to spend our perfect vacation together. Where we want to finally know who we've been sharing our deepest feelings with for over a year. You called and said you already checked in at the hotel and you'd wait for me in the lobby, no matter how long it took. When I got to the hotel, I started looking around. I didn't know what you looked like, and I had 5 minutes to find you. It was a funny deal we made with each other when we first planned this meeting. A real opportunity to find out how well we knew each other these days. Whether we'd be able to find out on our own the one thing we didn't know about each other. I had 5 minutes. My arms wrapped around you in 15 seconds. There could be no doubt that it was you I was talking to all along. You couldn't have been anyone else in that whole crowded room. The last piece of the puzzle that fit perfectly into the rest of the picture of who you were. And I know you knew who I was too, as soon as I walked in. It was evening, and I was hungry after the flight. Without me asking, you took me by the hand and we went to the hotel restaurant. I remember how confused the waiter's face was as you listened to me tell him what you wanted for dinner. And as I chose what I wanted, he must have thought that we were exhibitionists or something. But I'd like to think he must have thought we were together for years as well. But not realizing this was our first dinner together since we first met 10 minutes ago. If so, he's not so badly mistaken. After all, we knew each other better than many couples get to know each other in decades. It was so unusual to eat with one hand, but I couldn't bring myself to let go of your hand. Because that's where our hands were supposed to be. And you felt it too. I don't need to ask to know that you did. The way our fingers intertwined, gave us a feeling of such intense intimacy that shouldn't be available to any human. But we had it. That there was the beach. I don't know how long we wandered, but I don't think we cared. And so, letting go of each other's hands, we walked along the sand, letting the waves occasionally wash over our feet. We walked and talked. For so long, we talked to each other every day, but we just couldn't stop. There was so much that we still hadn't told each other, that we hadn't yet discovered, that we hadn't yet confessed. And even though the water was cold, your hand warmed me better than anything else in the world. With you, I could dive in head first, but I'd still be warm. But I didn't recognize the real warmth until we got to the hotel. The shower after the beach was vital, and the way your hands washed my body, wiping away the sand, washing away all the fatigue that accumulated since this morning, gently massaging my muscles, bringing them back to life, and preparing them for the coming night. Like the perfect little servant boy you wanted to be for me. I'd never been so relaxed before. I never felt so good. That kiss under the running water took us even farther away, cutting us off from the outside world completely. All that was superfluous was gone. There was no hotel. There were no people in neighboring rooms. There was no bathroom. There wasn't even you and me. It was just us. I don't remember how we ended up on the bed. It seemed as if the world itself has pushed us in that direction, just as it has been pushing us towards each other from the beginning. Our lips met, and they knew what to do. Our hands didn't trot over our bodies at random. I knew every sensitive area of your body. Every touch made our bodies arch in pleasure. How could it be otherwise? We gave each other the key to our own bodies, and we knew exactly how we would react to kissing, touching, stroking, everything else. Our voices were one shared moan of pleasure. Who needed words when we could finally show how well we knew each other? The first orgasm came to me in seconds. It's like an avalanche coming down the mountain. But you knew exactly how to make that avalanche come down. And I paid you back in full. Your moans from my whispers, my touches, they wouldn't be confused with anything else. And they weren't the only ones that gave away your orgasm. We lay on the bed, merging together in a kiss, not letting each other regain any sense. I wanted to bring you to a point of pleasure you'd never been before. You, ever the obedient good boy, in return, did everything you could to make me drown in pleasure. Every inch of our bodies was an opportunity for pleasure, and we missed none. Remember how insistent my tongue was, how greedy my mouth was, how my hands moved down your thighs, stopping short of reaching your hard cock so that you could touch my pussy the same way. I remember how your naked body pressed against me as if you were afraid I'd be dragged away. Maybe that's the only reason I stayed close to you without drifting off into the abyss of mindless passion. I didn't want to go there alone. It was a place we should have been known together. And I did everything to get us there. Remember how my movements chased yours? How you moaned, unable to speak? How my lips dug into yours, trying to find any other way to be closer to you? We became each other's whole world. And there was no point in calculating how good we felt. There's no scale that can measure it. Then we were lying on the bed, exhausted, tired. But even in those bodies, which were simply no longer able to tolerate any more orgasms, we still had the strength to snuggle up to each other. At the time, it seemed like the best night of our lives. But we still have a lot to tell each other. There's still so many things to discover in each other. So many new sensations to bring to each other. So come visit me as soon as you're done listening to this message. The waiter's really tired of waiting for you to find out what I want for breakfast.